So I think I used the opportunity to speak from the booth here at the University of Jyväskylä's main building. So first of all, congratulations that you have chosen Jyväskylä for your city to study, and also a warm welcome to Jyväskylä on behalf of the city of Jyväskylä. My name is Satu Heikkinen, and I'm working for the city administration at the city of Jyväskylä. And I think it's only fair to give you a bit of a warning, because you might also fall in love with the city of Jyväskylä, and you might also want to stay here a bit longer than your studies. And therefore, after my speech, my colleague Tirre will give you a bit more information of the services city is providing to you if you're considering to stay here after your studies. Well, what kind of city is Jyväskylä? So Jyväskylä is seventh biggest city in Finland and a very popular place to move in Finland. So if you consider the other cities in Finland, we have been in very good position to receive lots of inhabitants and lots of students as well. And at the moment, there are 148,000 inhabitants in our city, and our city is growing every year by 1,000 inhabitants. And that is, of course, a very good thing for the city. And guess what? A bit over 100 years ago, there was only 4,000 inhabitants in our city. So really, our city is growing all the time. And the location of Jyväskylä is very good and favorable as well, because you can reach other cities pretty well. So during your studies, you are able to see other cities and locations as well. And considering also the city that it's a very compact city, you can reach almost every corner of the city in a very easy way, on foot or bike or by bus. I think you have chosen your city very well, because the nature is also very close and many are very enjoying the nature path and surroundings in our city. And I hope that you can use the opportunity to learn the city. And our city is very youthful. We have some 40,000 students in our city. So basically every third passing by citizens is a student, one kind of another. And there are not only University of Jyväskylä in our city, but there is also JAMK, University of Applied Sciences, and Jyväskylä Educational Consortium Gradia, and they are ranked among the best in Finland. But there is also Air Force Academy in Jyväskylä. So we have many educational institutions in our city and many students. So our city is youthful and young, and I think you will be enjoying our city a lot. And as you may also know that in addition to the top level education institutions Jyväskylä has today, there is a strong tradition of education. For instance, that Finland's first Finnish-speaking grammar school was founded in Jyväskylä 160 years ago. And our city is home for a large variety of cultural activities such as concerts, festivals, museums, and theaters. And our city is also the city of the world-famous architect Alvar Aalto. And our city has some 30 buildings designed by him, more than any other city in the world. So Alvar Aalto went to school and started his family and began his career here in Jyväskylä. So I hope you have a look at the Aalto's buildings designed by him. The first example we can see around is actually this hall where we are sitting at the moment. And as a tip for you, we have Aalto II Museum Center, and it's been established quite recently, and it's a very unique meeting place of architecture and design. And it actually combines buildings designed by Alvar Aalto, the museum, and also the museum, Alvar Aalto Museum and Museum of Central Finland. And there is a new extension which is has built to connect these two. So I think it's very interesting to use the opportunity to know the works of this world famous architect, Alvar Aalto. And I would like to give you a few tips. For instance, Jyväskylän Sinfonia and Jyväskylän Art Museum, and for instance, Gallery Ratarmo and Lutakko Live Music. These are just a few examples for you to enjoy the cultural events in our city and places in our city. But what else? What is Jyväskylä famous for? Well, our city is the capital of sport in Finland, and that is actually that we have declared ourselves as the capital of sport of Finland, but on very good grounds. So compared to the other cities in Finland, Jyväskylä has a very special combination of knowledge, top athletes, research, physical educators and trainers, as well as many sport clubs and sports events. I think you can quite easily notice that wherever you move to, move around in our city, you will see people jogging or cycling or doing all kind of sports. I think there's a very active city, and you can see it when walking around in the city. But foremost, we have the residents who want to keep moving, and we have some 360 sporting sites, 200 sport clubs, and exercise possibilities in 70 different sport disciplines. And actually, we have the Finland's largest outdoor gym, and that is the Rantaraitti Path, around 8 kilometers long, and it includes 20 different activity stops along the route. And then we have some 500 kilometers of ski tracks and trails. So I hope when the winter arrives, we will get some snow, a lot of snow, and you will be able to enjoy the winter fun, for instance, skating and skiing. Last winter, we got the snow very early, so it might be possible already in December. But after saying this, it might also happen that it arrives a bit later, so be patient to wait for the snow to arrive. Some tips for you to enjoy the sports and nature in Jyväskylä: try out the nature trails. It's called Luontopolut in Finnish, because that is very easy and cheap and relaxed way to enjoy the nature. And I would like to mention also that we have four national parks in Jyväskylä region. Laajavuori recreational area is very interesting place to visit. And just in the city center, you can visit, for instance, Harju and Vesilinna Lookout Tower. And I would like to also mention Aalto Alvari and Vellamo swimming halls. And I just have to mention, because it's very important for Finns, ice hockey. We have the local ice hockey team here called JYP, so you can follow their games during the season. And we have also very famous baseball teams here in Jyväskylä. Men's teams is called Kiri, and the ladies' team is called Kirittaret. I think the baseball season is now ending, and our ladies' team is being playing very successfully. But it's very interesting to follow the game and the play. It's around. There is very many similarities with the baseball, as you may know it better. And Actually, city is having a special plan for the investments for the sport facilities, and we are going to have a new football hall this year. Our city is also a city of events, and we are having actually around 5,000 events of all types and sizes during the year. And there are pictures of maybe two interesting events for you in this slide. The City of Light event organized at the end of the September on the left side. So you will be able to enjoy that event quite soon. And then on the right side, you can see the Rally Finland event, which is taking place every year at the end of July or beginning of August. The rally event is very important for our city because we will then receive some 200,000 spectators in central Finland, and it includes us the rally teams and the media representatives. So during those days, I think the Jyväskylä is on the map of the world, and we will receive lots of international attention. And the City of Light event is very nice open event outside, and you can see many nice buildings and objects being lighted in a very nice way. And it's actually a family event. So it starts to be really dark in the evenings, and people are going outside with families and enjoying the very nice event. So, usually Finns are that kind of people that stay out very late in the summertime. But when the autumn arrives and evenings get darker, they tend to stay at home. But that is actually the event when all people are going around the city and seeing the nice lighted objects in our city. But it's not only lighting design, it's also about the energy efficient ways of lighting the city. So our city is putting effort on the saving in the city lighting. So there is my short list of events as a tip for you to see and participate. Well, our city is also an active business city. We have some 9,000 companies in our city, and some 750 new companies are established every year. And our region is strong in digital services, sport and health sciences, education, and bioeconomy. And actually, Jyväskylä is a home to a major public ICT hub. For example, there are ICT Service Center of the Social Insurance Institution of Finland here in Jyväskylä, and also the government ICT center, Valtori. And we also have Defense Forces Management System Center here in Jyväskylä. So this is a list of the enterprises with most employees out in central Finland. And that maybe describes the places where also lots of our knowledge can be found. And there you can see the location of Jyväskylä. As I mentioned, it's centrally located, and that gives you the opportunity to see the central Finland, also the other cities from Jyväskylä. And our top sectors are mentioned there on the list as well. So ICT and cybersecurity, sport and well-being, industry renewal, and education expertise. Then I would like to mention some topical issues or development projects that we are having in our city. Eteläportti is actually a digital service hub for the manufacturing industry. So as you may know, that the traditional industries are developing all the time, and city is providing a special place for those industries where also cybersecurity can be applied. And speaking of the sports, we are also planning to have a really new and modern center of sport, physical recreation and well-being. It's called Hippos Project. I have to mention that there has been some difficulties on the way, but we are still on the very good track to receive or obtain those Hippos plans. But something interesting I would like to mention is that we are having very fruitful cooperation between Toyota and Jyväskylä, because we have Toyota Gazoo Racing World Rally Team. They have their location here in Jyväskylä, and we do also have the World Rally driver Kalle Rovanperä here in our city. And Toyota is establishing a new development center here in Jyväskylä, and there is also various sustainable mobility projects going on in our city. And one interesting thing to mention is that we also have plans for becoming one of the Finland's hydrogen valleys. That will be an interesting initiative for our city, and we will have plans together with Toyota. And Central Finland Mobility Foundation, CEFMOF, will be the engine or the operator to obtaining those targets. Something about Jyväskylä in brief. So we are the seventh biggest city in Finland. Our city is one of the top places to move to. Our population is increasing by 1,000 every year. And I have to say that about 50% of that growth is due to the net immigration. We have over 9,000 business offices, and every third citizen exercises about 4 to 6 times a week. Well, that's quite an interesting detail, isn't it? And then I have to say that unemployment rate is quite high, 13%. So that has, of course, a certain effect when you are trying to find a job. Well, that was actually my speech about the city. I hope that I could give you a bit of information of the city and give you hints or tips where to participate, where to go, and maybe get an idea what kind of a city you are actually in. And I came to Jyväskylä to study 30 years ago. I fell in love with the city, but I couldn't first find a job in Jyväskylä, so I had to gain some more ex work experience, and then I came back to work here in Jyväskylä. But I'm kind of a traditional product of Jyväskylä, being studying here and then coming back to work here. And I also established my family here, having two children and man and a dog, of course. Okay, thank you for your attention. There is my contact information. Please be free to contact me if you want to have some information. If you have anything, just to comment or ask or be in contact later as well. Thank you.
All right, do you hear me? Also back there, lovely. So my name is Tirre, and I work for International House Jyväskylä, and as a career advisor. And all of my customers are people who have not originally been born here, or so immigrants and students and such. I was not born here in Jyväskylä. I'm from Helsinki. I studied environmental sciences in Kuopio University, and then I went to work to Helsinki, and then I found first a potential husband and then a work here in Jyväskylä. So I came here 20 years ago. Ja mä painan. Mitä jos se toi? Mihin mä osoitan tämän? Mulla riittää kyllä tääkin. Meneekö se näin? So, while she's, oh, lovely. Yeah. So, you have now arrived to study here in Jyväskylä in university, and you are settling yourself comfortably in the university bubble. And I just want to remind you that there is a lot of things also, other things than the university bubble, where everybody speaks English. When you step outside of the bubble, it's no longer so. So get to know people, go out there, meet friends. I know it's not easy, but be patient, and you will get Finnish friends too. If you are going to stay here, if you already have a plan of staying here, then this is especially true for you, that you find your networks. And you find your own roots here in Jyväskylä. Also, I want to remind here, this is now you have just arrived to the university and thinking about, will I stay here or not? Or maybe that feels very far away. But I don't have access to you later on. So I will use my opportunity here to remind you that Finnish language is really important if you want to find work and if you want to stay here. So try to find time and ways to study that. And then also find your networks. They can be professional and they can be other as well. So go to hobbies, go to sports clubs, or go play football with Finns or whatever it is. But you will get so much more of your stay here, even though if it's just for the studies, if you meet the society as a whole. One small tip, Gloria in like international like a meeting place in Matara. You can Google that Gloria that is a good place for any international to find a place where you can get advice or just meet other internationals. So, International House Jyväskylä is for immigrants. We help in job things and in finding education or if you want to start a business. And we do also provide counseling or advice in everyday matters. International House has an info center for information. And then we also have this expertise center for job seeking services. But then also we have integration services for quota refugees. So it's we have multiple services there for different people. You can find us from this lovely building, not very lovely, but this is how our house looks like if you want to find us. Also, there was a opening from 9 to 3 in the afternoon. Our services are, like I said, for many different kinds of immigrants. And we do cooperation with basically everybody, from police to Migri to every educational institute, like I am here now today, for example. So, what do we provide for students? One important service for you is initial assessment, which is a possibility for you to sit down with our career advisor and talk about your stuff. So, about work things or social matters, hobbies, whatever it is. Then we provide you with information about work or entrepreneurship. It can be in a form of an event or a course, or then to talk with our career advisor. And then we have info center that provides information about everything. About, again, about hobbies, about childcare, housing, whatever you can imagine. But they do not find you husbands or wives, and they will not buy you plane tickets. This much I know. These are at least the two things they don't do. So, what is an initial assessment? It can help you make a plan or rethink your goals if you then fall in love with the city or one of its inhabitants, perhaps, and your plans change and you want to stay. Also, if you want advice about where to study Finnish, generally Finnish studies start now and then after Christmas. And then during summertime, there is usually not very much possibilities for Finnish studies. So if you want to start, the starting times is now or then after Christmas. But if you need advice about that, then you can contact us and we can talk about what the possibilities are outside of university. The university has also language teaching, Finnish teaching. They will tell you about that. There is a registration link here that where you can book yourself initial assessment with my colleague Tiina. And there is Tiina's email address also and phone number. Our events and courses, what are there? Well, I have now the advanced Finnish studies, which means that not from zero level, but if you already know a little Finnish, you can always try. Our short courses are very, very short, which means it's like 5 times 2 hours or something like that. And they can be area specific. Like we even had once IT Finnish, which was kind of funny because mostly IT is in English, but we had that just once. But about restaurant language, about healthcare Finnish, or Finnish needed in service professions. And then we have groups this week on Wednesday mornings, but in the future on Tuesday mornings, we have a speaking class where you don't have to register, you can just come and speak Finnish. So that's also possible. And then we have a lot of info sessions, about 2 hours, about making a CV or how generally you apply for jobs in Finland or entrepreneurship. Rules and regulations of Finnish working life. And we have them in Finnish, English, and in Russian language. I could show you now where you can find these events and also other events in Jyväskylä. So, this is the events calendar of Jyväskylä. And here you can find everything, nearly everything that's going on in the city. It's pretty straightforward. Here it says Jyväskylä, then it says Keuruu. Keuruu is about 50, 60 kilometers away from Jyväskylä. And then there are lots of things going on. But for example, if you want to find out what's going on in International House Jyväskylä, we write international here. And then nothing happens. Okay. All right. It's a demo effect, you know. Every time you want to show something, it doesn't work. So, but when you write international, then you find our events. Also, you can find it from International House Jyväskylä, our own webpage. You can find what's going on. For example, we have Teacher's Day coming up in English, where you learn about becoming a teacher in Finland. And then there is also coming up the rules and regulations of Finnish working life in English. It's not there yet in the calendar. So, when you Google events Jyväskylä, you will land on the events page. And there you can, there is an English and Finnish version, but mostly everything is in Finnish. But university students, you can manage the translations then with your computer. Sure. Now, about the multilingual counseling, 11 different languages are available, and then there is also possibility for translation interpreter if you should need one, or at least if your family members should need them. Our career advisors and also the info center services, we all have confidentiality agreement. So it means that whatever you talk to me or my colleagues, that is between us, and I am not allowed to talk about that to anybody. And that applies basically to all the official people, all the city people or government people that you get in contact with. Also, our services are free, paid by the city. And there are for example, the subjects that the info center provides help with. Info center services are available on walk-in basis, or you can book an appointment. If you have a migri or something, residence permit or something bigger issue, or your family member has such, then perhaps booking an appointment is a good idea. Or if you need language. At the service at a certain language. Contact information is there. You will be receiving this material. And also, it is possible to contact a counselor with Teams, for example, so remotely. Website. We have a Facebook also, where we try to market whatever events we have. And then for international students, for you, your contact point is Tiina, my colleague. And even if your things, if you're not sure if they are like big info center things like residence permit things, then you can ask Tina, and then Tina will then guide you further if she cannot help you. So your contact person is Tina. Yes.
Tina is actually working with me, so we have pop-up career guidance sessions every month. If you want to see Tina, I'm Anuela from the University of Career Services. So we have pop-up sessions in Accra. So you can just copy and see the email.
And for your family members, we suggest you contact directly Info Center and Kirsi. And like Anu said, the first one is here, your walk-in service at Agora. Where you can come and meet Tina, my colleague. Thank you for listening. And please, if you have questions, bring it on. They can be about anything, then I'll decide if I answer or not. Well, I understand. You just came and everything is new. So I will give you three things. Our president always has 3 points. So I'll have now 3 points that I want you to remember is that International House Jyväskylä, if you don't know where to go, at least you can come there and ask for help. And we try to guide you in the right direction. Networks, go and meet people. Even though Finnish people are very shy, if you are patient and you try enough times, then they will soften up. But it's because we are shy and we're very worried that we don't know how to speak English correctly or if we say something wrong. So we're shy. And the third one is learn at least a little bit of Finnish. It helps outside the university bubble. Anything you want to add? All right, thank you.
Any other questions pop up in your mind during the day or later on, you can always contact us at the internet or an here we're all are trying to do our best to make a transition into the society, your integration as much as possible. And as a former immigrant myself, I can say that it is going to be a journey. It's really great that you represent all those beautiful people and things today. And you might hear a lot of discouraging stories during your way, but please don't lose your faith. And well, there are many examples, and I'm going to have one of them of people who came here to Jyväskylä, fell in love with the city. I was originally here actually as a student, so I've only gone to stay here for 5 weeks. But then I liked it so much that I decided to return and stay here in the degree program. And then I liked it even more. And by the time I was working on my Finnish, that for my internship, I actually got a position here at the international office. It was a really big challenge for me, and before that, every training day was and I had a lot of uncertainty, but it worked out great. As you can see, here I am now working as an international coordinator. And even though at the time when I got the trainership, my Finnish level was hardly B1. I was able to improve it so much with the help of my colleagues here at the university that I later passed UK Finnish test, which is something you pass if you later want to acquire citizenship. And now I'm both international and Finnish resident of the city because I now have two citizenships. So it might be overwhelming at the beginning, but please remember that we all are here to support you and things are possible. All right, if there's still no questions, then let's have a break and let's return here in 15 minutes. All right.